The power to ban TikTok. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A new Senate bill would give the administration the authority to prohibit technology over national security risks, including TikTok, which is owned by Chinese tech giant ByteDance.
The Chinese Communist Party has proven over the last few years that is willing to lie about just about everything.
Senate Minority Whip John Thune.
It's safe to assume that if the CCP is willing to lie about its spy balloon and cover up the origins of the worst pandemic in 100 years, they'll lie about using TikTok to spy on American citizens.
He's a co-sponsor of the bill, led by Democratic Senator Mark Warner, who chairs the Intelligence Committee. TikTok has recently been banned from government devices at the federal level and in multiple states. The White House says it supports the new bipartisan bill. Earlier, China's new foreign minister calling Washington's view of Beijing distorted and warning there's a risk of conflict without a change in attitude. Federal investigators just announcing a special investigation of Norfolk Southern's safety practices and culture, in addition to the ongoing probes of several incidents in Ohio. The NTSB also urging the company to take immediate action to review and assess its safety practices. This is a day after the railroad announced a plan aimed at enhancing safety. Two of the four Americans kidnapped in Mexico Friday have been found dead in a field. Two others in a house nearby, and they are now back in the U.S.
Attacks on U.S. citizens are unacceptable. No matter where or under what circumstances they happen.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says U.S. officials remain in touch with Mexican counterparts as the investigation continues. Investigators think this may be a case of mistaken identity involving cartel violence. A relative says the Americans had traveled from South Carolina for one of them to make a return trip to Mexico for a cosmetic procedure. Fed jitters on Wall Street. The Dow drops 574. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A state law that keeps local police from enforcing federal gun laws is ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge in Missouri.
U.S. District Judge Brian Wimes says local and state officers should be able to work and share information with task forces that investigate and act on federal crimes. The Missouri law passed 2 years ago prohibited such cooperation. The state's attorney general, Republican Andrew Bailey, said that enforcement conflicts with a citizen's constitutional right to bear arms. Judge Wimes argued that Missouri's Second Amendment Preservation Act exposes citizens to greater harm by standing in the way of federal gun protection statutes. State Attorney General Bailey plans to appeal. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Connecticut is suing four gun makers in a crackdown on so-called ghost guns designed to be untraceable. The civil lawsuit accuses the companies of violating Connecticut's consumer protection laws and a ghost gun ban. The companies are accused of mailing illegal firearm parts with no serial numbers to an undercover state investigator. One of the companies calls the lawsuit baseless and part of a government effort to track more gun owners. The Fed chief says rate hikes might have to ramp up again to bring down persistent inflation.
The committee slowed the pace of interest rate increases over its past two meetings. We will continue to make our decisions meeting by meeting, taking into account the totality of the incoming data and their implications for the outlook for economic activity.
Jay Powell's comments rattling the markets. Again, the Dow dropped more than 500 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ also down more than 1%. The Baltimore Ravens are making quarterback Lamar Jackson their franchise player, preventing him from becoming an unrestricted free agent this month after his rookie contract expires. But a source tells the Associated Press Jackson gets the non-exclusive version of the franchise tag, so he can still negotiate with other teams. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.